Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We're doing Words of the Year. What's your word of the year?
Oh, I'm going to have to think about that one.
Well, and I'll go to you last.
Yeah.
Years ago, mine was, to Dana's surprise, altitude.
This year, it's watertorial.
And she said, what do you mean by altitude? And I said, I'm going to rise above it. She was like, oh, damn. There's I thought you were going to say something here. Stupid.
No, there's some good ones on here. Here's a tough one. Forgiveness. I don't know that we need to do that an entire year. I feel like that should be like a leap year thing.
I think forgiveness is healthy.
Wait, make it even longer?
Forgiveness is healthy, but I don't know that it needs to be an entire year's, you know, unless you're stuck, you know, in just perpetual rage against hundreds of people or something, then maybe you could focus on forgiveness. Okay. For most people, we need to do a better job of forgiving, but I don't know that that would be your entire word for the year.
Okay.
Maybe it is a continued theme in itself, forgiveness.
Yeah, maybe.
When you need it, mm-hmm. When you need to do it. Sam, what's your word?
Actionable change.
Okay. Can't we just keep things simple? Actionable change?
Actionable change. If you identify a problem, whether that's in your own personal life or in your surrounds, rather than just identifying it and, quite frankly, asking others to work around it for you, figure out a change that you can make to work around it.
Actionable change.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. It's a little wordy.
It's two words.
It's only two words.
A lot of syllables in those words.
Waterreel.
Five.
What's your word of the year?
I need a moment to think about it.
I'm ready.
Lay it on me.
Acceptance.
Okay.
I have to learn to accept the things that I cannot change.
Every
like
day.
Like old age.
That's one of them.
Well, creaky knees. I need to accept the things that I cannot change.
I'm struggling with number 32 on this list. I feel like it should be a word of the year for me, but I don't want it to be.
What list is this?
It's a 100 actionable, Sam, words that could be your word of the year, Dan.
Like actionable change.
Which is two words, or a hyphenated word. Number 32 is discipline. I hate that word. I hate the thought of that word.
Maybe that's why you need to adopt it.
Yeah, it would be a good word for me.
Because it gives you a boundary.
Yeah, I do not like boundaries unless I set them, and then that's okay. But if someone tells me...
But Dana, you setting your own boundary is your discipline.
Yeah, not so sure. I like delight. I like curiosity. I like cultivate.
Discipline will help you fulfill your other New Year's resolution, which is take your vitamins.
But Dana,
that's true.
You can't, you are delightful. You are curious. You can't, your word of the year can't be something that you already are. It has to be something it has to be something you aspire to be. I aspire to have more acceptance in my life.
Here's one. Alignment. With whom do you need to align, or with what do you need to align?
Your car?
Sometimes. You drive a lot in Kansas City. If you live off of Warnell.
I didn't get it.
Yes, I did.
You have to fix your alignment.
Number two on the list, Sam, is action.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you could take actionable change and change it to just action. It basically, don't sit there and identify your problems as millennials and Gen Zers like to do and do nothing about it. Make things happen.
Somebody in the text line says, my words for the year are going to be belly up. Really? Really?
Again, that's two words. I think we should keep it to one word.
Resilience, grace, patience.
These are all coming in on the text line.
I love grace. You know why? Grace works two ways. It's grace with others, and training ourselves if someone is acting differently than maybe we would, to give them some grace, because you never know what's going on in someone else's life.
Which is also kind of acceptance.
Yep. Also grace toward yourself.
Persistence. That's a good one.
I like persistence.
What's your word?
I'm leaning towards persistence.
Now, it has
if
to be something.
If you were leaning toward it, you wouldn't be persistent.
True.
I also agree with what Scott was about to say. It has to be something you're not already.
It's something that would bring a change in your life, a positive, presumably, change in your life. I don't accept things that I don't like very well. I need to work on my ability to accept things that I don't like.
All right, I'll change mine to appease the one word requirement. Positivity.
Okay.
Because I see the negative way too often.
You diligence.
You don't want actionable change. That's why you changed your word.
That's right. I'm actionably changing it.
And it's also a little redundant, sort of.
Yeah, I like it. You guys, we should all pick a word of the year. Should the show have a word of the year?
Don't suck.
Okay. Two words.
That's two words.
All right, I'll give you that.